This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
President Trump's strategy at this point may be to come up with as many lawsuits as possible in order to change the outcome of the 2020 election, but so far his legal team has been rather short on specifics in terms of actual charges. Conservative social media has been flooded in recent days with all sorts of absolutely crazy claims, many of which can be easily debunked as nothing more than disinformation about the election. But that has not stopped the president and some GOP lawmakers from arguing there is, quote, massive amounts of fraud in the 2020 election. The coronavirus outbreak continues to worsen as the nation has now had five straight days of more than 100,000 new cases, as hospitalizations hit record levels and virus deaths are up. Now today Joe Biden will set out a new panel of advisors to develop policy plans on the coronavirus, as Biden has moved into the vacuum left by the Trump administration on the outbreak. The number of new daily cases has more than tripled in the last 2 months, as some experts are worried the outbreak could get much worse in the weeks ahead. The votes went the wrong way this weekend for President Trump as he fell further behind in Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Nevada, while in Arizona Joe Biden continues to lead there by about 20,000 votes. If nothing changes in the days ahead, then Biden would receive 306 electoral votes, which is exactly what President Trump got in 2016. Most GOP lawmakers in Congress are refusing to recognize Biden as the winner, though a handful of Republicans like Senator Mitt Romney say it's time for the president to admit that he did not win re-election in 2020.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.